Papio, Missouri River Natural Resources District. Those who are able, please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted by the door to this room. And prior to getting to the agenda for tonight's affairs, I'd like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendation. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairman. And lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. And with that, quorum call, please.
Bonnet.
Present.
Fred Connolly.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
Leahy.
Here.
Ray.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
And Chairperson Conway.
Here. We have excused absences for directors Tim Fowler, Dave Klug, Rich Teaser, and Ron Woodle. Item four now is the adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Fred Connolly.
Aye.
Ross.
Yeah.
Leahy.
Yes.
Ray.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes. Item five is the adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Ross.
Yeah.
Leahy.
Yes.
Ray.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Connolly.
Aye.
And Chairperson.
Yes. I have here an affidavit of proof of publication of the notice of today's meeting, and that'll become part of our permanent records. Moving now to the next page. Agenda and agency and association reports, NRCS. Tony Lockhart, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of the NRCS in Dakota County, I want to again thank you for coming up this direction, and also thank you for all that you do for conservation in this part of the state. It is very much appreciated, and I can't express those in stronger terms. Very much appreciated. Thank you. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce the newest member of the Dakota County office family, Jessica Howe.
Hello.
She didn't know I was going to do that. She comes to us from New Mexico, and she came in March of this year, I believe, and she caught that 14-inch blizzard that we had on this part of the world. So, and she stayed through all of that, so we knew we had a winner. Okay. Environmental quality incentive program. Within the Papio Missouri River NRD, we've received 25 applications that were approved for funding in fiscal year 2016. These 25 contracts are providing $436,980 in incentives to install conservation practices. And three of those were for beginning farmers. Some of the practices that were being installed include cover crops, and those seem to be quite popular these days, and we're receiving quite a bit of interest in cover crop, and we expect a lot more applications for those in the near future. Terrace systems, and then in the grasslands, we've got grazing systems with water wells, pipelines, tank smiths, and grass plantings. And then with forestry, we've got practices, timber stand improvement, windbreak renovation, and tree and shrub establishment. One thing I wanted to mention regarding this part of the world is we've been very busy with conservation reserve program applications. Right now, we're up to 87 contracts approved in this county, and that covers about 3,100 acres. And that's primarily due to the very high soil rental rates that we've got in this part of the world that compete very well with cash rents. So we're getting close to the end of to the cap. We've got a $27 million nationwide cap in CRP. So we want to get the last few in if we can. So with that, are there any questions?
Do you have any questions for Tony? Seeing none, thank you very much, Tony.
Thank you.
Item 8B is Nebraska Association of Resource Districts. Director Jim Thompson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This month, September 25th through the 27th, is the annual legislative conference in Kearney. Director Bennett, she's and myself will be there learning all sorts of things. And staff members Eager, Lesser, Novak, Schumacher, Peter, when we're in Lincoln will be there. It's always a good time to interact and trade notes and change with all the NRDs. There's only two, we'll cover the resolutions later on the agenda, but that's about all I have.
Thank you, Jim. Next item is Lower Platte Corridor Alliance report. We have a written report from Megan Sittler. Moving to item D, report on South Sioux City activities. Bruce Davis, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, thank you very much. On behalf of the Mayor Rod Koch and the City Council, I'd just like to thank you again for not only the great meal at Vince's Place, but just for coming up here and talking about some of the projects we do. We have a very long, long history with the NRD. The only one I think has been around longer than me is probably between Vince and Marlon. Is probably the old one, and I told Marlon he's been around so long he's older than dirt. So, but we've been here, and it is absolutely amazing the history that we have with this group and the predecessor. Right now, I won't give you a list of all the activities we have going. We obviously we're very, very interested in not only the stewardship of our resources, natural resources here, but what we can do to improve the quality of life. And that project, believe it or not, started about 1988 with some of our trails. And our trails right now, we have the most recent one was the Missing Link Trail that had encompassed the rest of the city. I believe it's up to like 17 miles or something of that nature. So a big part of that has been with the NRD as well. Currently what we have, we've been working on this project. I'll tell you how inefficient I have. We've been working on this project for 30 years, and we finally are just getting it started. We have about 700 acres of land east of G Street between 39th Street and the new Freedom Park, where the new Veterans Memorial Wall is for Vietnam Wall. And 2 years ago, we put together a proposal to take some money out of our reserves, which, for those of you who know me, is just about the next thing to impossible, because I'm the fiscal conservative on our group. But we decided to take some money out of our reserves, and the purpose of that was to buy the land right away for that road, as well as construct the road and then to just gravel it. We didn't have the resources to do the whole project itself, and so we started that project, and we have that completed. It's going to be about a 1.25 mile road. Obviously, we're going to be coming back and talking to you and explaining to you our process about the trails and so forth on there. But that's a little over a $6 million project. And as soon as we're finished with all the permits, that will start yet this fall with the infrastructure, some of the concrete, and we hope to have it done by the end of August of next year. So that is a huge, huge improvement for us that's going to open up about 700 acres of land, which will give us a large increase in our area, not only for housing issues, which is direly needed, commercial projects, but as well as recreation. And I believe at this point in time, you guys have had informal comments and discussions with Ho-Chunk in regards to the drainage ditch between the end of 29th Street and Veterans Drive, actually towards the river. Is that correct, Marlon? Do you remember that? Yep. So that's going to be another project. That ended up being a result of once we decided we were going to put in the road, we were at about 2 months after that, we were at a community meeting talking about housing needs. And I gave an update on the road, and once I gave an update on the road, Ho-Chunk Capital decided to come up and make the comment that if we're going to build a road, they decided they were going to do lots of things to do some quality of life and also have a lot of recreational facilities as well in there. And they ended up going out and buying about 200 acres of land that is right along the Missouri River. Very pristine property that in 2011 did not flood. So that is a huge project for us, and we just have tons of projects going on a regular basis. But just for brevity purposes, we'll just go ahead and leave those for Marlon to kind of give you guys an update on those, because he does a wonderful job. But again, from our perspective, we have had just an absolute wonderful experience with you guys over the last year. I've been around since 1984, and you guys are always involved in all of it, not only our budget issues of things that we couldn't get done otherwise, but you've really enhanced the quality of life in our community, and for that we say thank you.
Thank you, Bruce, for hosting us. We enjoy coming up here.
Thank you.
Now moving ahead to Nebraska Resources Commission, Director Jim Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As some of you may know, I'm on the Natural Resources Commission. We've been directed to spend some money on the Water Sustainability Fund. There was a meeting this afternoon. I don't have a private jet, so I did not attend it. Otherwise, I would have reported on today's meeting on Gothenburg. But as it stands, the second round of applications came in. They were due the end of July, if I'm not mistaken. And the amount of money, I believe it's about $38 million with the new $11 million appropriation for this fiscal year. They got requests doubling that for the money. So it's going to be very competitive for the applications. I have no idea who submitted what, other than Papio did submit again for dam site 6 and 7. the rules will be tweaked. There's a period of today they talked about policies, and I think we're going to meet again in November to go over the rules. But in January is the next, I'm told, the next time the commission will meet to rate and rank the submittals to see who gets what. It's been interesting. It's been 27 people trying to decide how to spend some money, and we'll keep at it. So, any questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Moving ahead then to item 9 is public hearing on the adoption of the FY 2017 budget. John Winkler, hearing officer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll call the hearing to order at 7:13 p.m. The evidence of proof of publication of the notice is here in front of me. The next agenda item is acceptance and identification of exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda itself. Exhibit 2 is the proof of publication of the hearing notices, which were in the Omaha World Herald on September 1st and September 3rd, 2016. Exhibit 3 is the fact sheet for the fiscal year 2017 budget. Exhibit 4 is the proposed expenditures budget pie chart. Exhibit 5 is the budget worksheets for fiscal year 17. Exhibit 6 is a resolution to set the property tax requirement for fiscal year 2017 at $22,828,010.57 with a tax levy of 0.038034 per 100 of valuation. The district did receive final valuation from the county clerk's offices. And the average across our 6-county, 7-county area was 3.88. If you remember right, we budgeted with the estimation of 4.5. So we had to trim some, about $239,000 from the budget. We took that from the Glacier Creek wetland project. That one obviously is a priority, but it was it failed in other priorities that we had to fund. So we took that from there. We did leave, there is some money in there to maybe do some engineering planning for that particular project. Again, the tax levy would be set at 0.038034. This is the same tax levy as last year. Once again, the district has either lowered or kept its mill levy static over the last 11 out of 12 years. Again, the total property tax requirement is $22,828,011. This is an overall increase of $852,306. from last year's total tax requirement of $21,975,704. For a house valued at $100,000, they would pay $38.03 a year to the district for property taxes, or $200,000 property value would pay $76.07 per year. Again, the only changes, the changes that were made from the budget adopted in August are in yellow on your sheet, so if you have any questions for that, the only thing that was really changed, though significant, was the Glacier Creek deduction to make up for the shortage in the property tax due to the valuation increases coming in low. At this time, we'll take any public comment from the audience. If you would like to make a statement or provide any input on the budget, would anyone like to make a statement or comment? Second time? Third time? Okay, we will close the hearing at 7:17 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Winkler. Now moving to item 10, is public hearing to set the property tax levy for the FY 2017 budget. John Winkler, hearing officer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll open this hearing at 7:17 p.m. The proof of publication of the hearing notice is here. The next item is acceptance and identification of exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda. Exhibit 2 is the proof of publication of the hearing notices, which is September 1st and September 3rd, 16. Exhibit 3 is the fact sheet for the 2017 budget. Exhibit 4 is the proposed expenditures revenue pie charts. And Exhibit 5 is the budget worksheets. Exhibit 6 is the resolution to set the property tax requirement for fiscal year 17 at $22,828,010.57. The tax levy 0.038034 per 100 of assessed valuation. The same information as the last public hearing, so I won't go into any more detail there. Is there anyone that would like to make any public comment regarding the setting of the property tax levy? Second time, any comments? Third and final time, any comments? We'll close the public hearing at 7:18 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Winkler. Moving now to subcommittee reports. Item 11, public hearing, construction of the Washington County Rural Water System. This is a Lakeland Connection project. John Winkler, hearing officer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll open the hearing at 7:18 p.m. The first agenda item is the evidence of proof of publication of the hearing notice, which I have here in the packet. Item 4 is the explanation of the purpose of the hearing. Brent Meyer, please.
Thank you. Brent Meyer with Hush Blackwell. The purpose of this hearing is to discuss the preliminary engineering report for the construction of the Washington County Rural Water System Lakeland Connection Project, including any potential impact on existing water rates. The purpose of the Lakeland Connection Project is to provide a safe, clean, and dependable water supply to more than 500 households in Washington County, Nebraska.
Exhibit 5 is the identification of the exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda itself. Exhibit 2 is the proof of publication of the hearing notice of the Omaha Rural Herald, July 22nd and September 1st, 2016. Exhibit 3 is a statement of purpose of hearing. Exhibit 4 is the Washington County Rural Water System proposed Lakeland Water Main Connection Project public hearing, PowerPoint presentation of September 8th, 2016. And Exhibit 5 is the Lakeland Connection Project map. Agenda item 6 is the explanation, the engineering report for construction of the Washington County Rural Water System Lakeland Connection Project. Zach Nelson.
Good evening. Bill, can you get PowerPoint, please? Okay, so if this seems like Groundhog's Day, it kind of is. I think this is the fourth time we've talked about this. This evening, as part of the public hearing, I'll give a brief outline on the scope and purpose of the project, impacts to current customers as well as potential new customers, and then summarize the whole hearing. Scope of the project, district staff and myself have been working with the Lakeland States Water Company, which is a private water source that serves six different subdivisions in central Washington County. The reason for this project is to provide rural water service to Lakeland. Their current wells are high in iron and manganese. They currently serve over 525 households, and moving forward, this project would provide a clean and dependable water source to all residents within the Lakeland Estates Water Company area. Here's a map just of the existing system. The water tower is just south of Blair. Here's kind of our existing water mains, and the blue shaded area is the Lakeland Estates Water Company's areas that they serve, and it's these subdivisions listed over here. Background on the source of water: the Washington County Rural Water System in this service area purchases water from Blair. That water is treated with chloramines by the city of Blair, therefore no secondary treatment is required by Washington County Rural Water. For a copy of the system's annual water quality report, it can be found on the district's website, as well as I can provide physical copies if needed. Under the project, there would be one physical connection to Lakeland Estates Water Company. There would be a master meter pit vault and backflow prevention device, as well as a flow controller. The makeup of the meter pit vault would be very similar to the Village of Rosalie's vault that we just completed, as well as Fort Calhoun's vault. Within the Lakeland Estates Water Company system, they would still be responsible for billing and any maintenance issues and overall operation of that system. Goals of the project are just to provide a higher quality drinking water to residents in the area, provide water along the new Highway 133 corridor, which is now four lanes, and overall, it'll help provide for a more economical and stable rural water system. By adding this large of a connection, will result in significant revenue for the existing system, thus keeping rates lower. Up here is a outline of potential project costs. As discussed in our meeting on Tuesday evening, we include a fairly large contingency amount. However, we have received a construction bid from Erickson Construction, so we're really confident in coming in with a total project cost under $190,000. It also does include a rebate to Washington County. As part of the existing interlocal agreement, we owe them a rebate for every new customer connection on the system. So once this connection is made, we will repay Washington County all of their original investment in the rural water system. As part of the project, Lakeland Estates Water Company will be paying for a portion of the construction costs. Prior to construction, we will collect $140,000 hookup fee. The project will be financed with an SRF loan, which at this time is extremely lucrative, with an interest rate of 2.75% over a 20-year term. Lakeland Estates will be charged a base monthly fee of $1,050. That equates to their portion of the SRF loan, what the annual debt service payment will be on that, as well as then a commodity rate for $2.10 per 1,000 gallons of water usage. On any given year, they use between 55 and 65 million gallons. Erring on the side of caution with a lower amount, assuming a consumption of 55 million gallons, we would collect $12,600 in the base monthly fee, and then $115,500 in their commodity usage. And as stated earlier, this will have a significant impact to existing rural water customers because it's a large amount of revenue, which will help offset normal operations costs, thus stabilizing the system. As outlined, we will provide Lakeland Estates Water Company with a wholesale water rate. The water rates they charge their customers within the system is outside of our control. However, at this time, Lakeland Estates Water Company has told the health department that they are assuming they'll have a base charge of $12 per month and a commodity charge of $5 per 1,000 gallons. And I'll open it up to any questions.
Anyone have a question on Zach's presentation? Seeing none, Is there anything else on the hearing?
Agenda items that was received, testimony, statements from the public. Is there anyone that would like to provide any statements or input on this particular item? Second time? Third time? Seeing none, reception of exhibits and hearing is adjourned at 7:26 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Now we're moving to item 12, subcommittee reports. Item 12A, Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee, Director Fred Conlon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be resolved that the minutes of the September 6, 2016 meeting of the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the committee hereby adopted and approved. Number one, resolution to be considered at the NARD annual conference. Be resolved that the PMRNRD voting delegate and or alternate should be and is hereby authorized to vote on the 2016 resolution being considered at the NARD annual conference in the manner as recommended in the table below. Resolution 2016-1, water well professional resolution submitted by law with NRD recommendation support. 2016-2, funding eligibility for public water system submitted by Lewis and Clark NRD recommendation support. I so move.
Thank you. Is there a second? Oh, we don't need a second on that. Anyone in the public wish to speak to this item? Seeing none, directors? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Leahy?
Yes.
Gregg?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Fred Conlon?
Aye.
Frost?
Yeah.
And Shepherd?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Does that conclude your report?
Yes.
Thank you. Now moving to programs, projects, and operations subcommittee for the first item is project financing for Washington County Rural Water System. This is a main extension to Lakeland Estates. Mr. Winkler, would you like to discuss that?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The action this evening by the board would require 8 votes, and due to the fact we do not have 8 members present, we cannot take a vote on these 2 particular items. The SRF loan or the refinancing bonds for the Washington County bank loan. Due to that fact, we spoke with our general counsel, Hutch Blackwell, and we also spoke with bond counsel at Baird Holm. They recommended and gave us the green light, if the board so chooses, that we can move the project forward by giving the contractor notice to proceed, and then we can reimburse any expenses we have before the next board meeting where this will be voted on with the SRF loan funds. And if you look at the front of your packet, I provided each of you with the actual section of the SRF loan that indicates that the borrower is eligible and will be reimbursed for any project costs which are paid or anticipated before the loan is actually awarded. So we would prefer to have a motion authorizing us to do that, to proceed with the bid. We have a 50-day window on the bid, and so if that expires, then the contractor can put it out to rebid it. We got a very good price on it. We'd like to hang on to it. In addition, we'd like to get these people connected as soon as possible. So if you so desire, we would like to have you pass a motion to use rural water funds that are currently available, and then to reimburse ourselves with the SRF.
The chair would entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Anyone in the public wish to speak to it? Seeing none, directors? Yes, Director Lee.
So, I mean, we're just borrowing it from ourselves and then repaying ourselves. There's no additional costs?
No, it would just be to utilize the funds that we have available, and then we'll reimburse ourselves with the SRF funds once those become available.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Gregg?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Fred Conlon?
Aye.
Frost?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
And Chairperson?
Yes. Moving to item 2, I'm unable to find the green sheet for that item. 51? This is the...
1085. No other page.
Are we moving to item B, or are we moving to item 2?
I'll be item 2. Item B will be covered under the motion that you previously made. They both require two-thirds vote, so...
85, and it's not page 51. Okay. The subcommittee recommends the general manager be authorized to execute amendment to increase the maximum not to exceed amount of the professional services contract with Olson Associates for the Pigeon Jones Site 15 project to $2,264,853, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move. Is there anyone in the public that wishes to speak to this item? Directors? Roll call, please.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Brett Conley?
Aye.
Ross? Leahy?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
And Sherper?
Yes. Item 3, bids received for Pigeon Jones Creek Race Control Structure, PJ 16. Subcommittee recommends the general manager be authorized to execute a contract with Mathers Construction for construction of Pigeon Jones Creek Race Control Structure, PJ 16, in the bid amount of $219,879.43, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move. Anyone in the public wish to speak to this? Directors? Roll call.
Brett Conley?
Aye.
Ross?
Yeah.
Leahy?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
And Sherper?
Yes. Next item is Missouri River Levy System, R-613, 613, and R-616, Certification Project Funding Agreement. Subcommittee recommends, this is the State of Nebraska Critical Facilities Infrastructure Cash Fund Contract with Nebraska Department of Natural Resources. Subcommittee recommends the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed contract with the Nebraska Department of Natural Resources for the Critical Infrastructure Facilities Cash Fund for the Missouri River R-613, R-616 Federal Levy Certification Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move. Anyone in the public wish to speak? Directors? Roll call, please.
Ross? Leahy?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Brett Conley?
Aye.
And Sherper?
The next item is an interlocal cooperative act agreement with the City of Omaha, the City of Bellevue, and Sarpy County. Subcommittee recommends the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha, City of Bellevue, and Sarpy County between the Missouri River 613, 616 Federal Levy Certification Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move. Anyone in the public wish to speak? Seeing none. Directors? Roll call.
Leahy?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Brett Conley?
Aye.
Ross?
Yep.
And Sherper?
Next item is the Finance Expenditures and Legal Subcommittee. Who's taking that one? Jim Thompson, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We resolve the minutes in the 6th meeting of Finance Expenditure Legal Subcommittee are accepted and appropriate these minutes upon recommendation of subcommittee.
In a second. Anyone in the public wish to speak to it? Directors? Director Leahy?
So my understanding is if we do this, like right now, the money that's sitting in the Glacier Creek, is that going to be able to start kind of movement on it, but it's not going to complete it, or?
With that project, you basically, it's kind of those things, you can't build half a levee, you're going to build half a dam. I mean, once you start it, you can fund it fully, but there's enough left in there to do something, so this will not affect, we've already taken a little bit out, this will not affect what we plan to do anyway, so we should be okay.
and the money going to the Pigeon Jones project, that will start and complete something?
Yes. Well, yeah, it'll start something that's probably been neglected for a little while.
Okay.
Long while.
Bill, do you want to speak to your motion?
Just to say that the drainage district will pay, repay this as we go forward.
Correct.
Not exactly sure how far we're going to get up with this money, but it'll get us a good start. And the staff is going to do the project themselves, so something that needs to be done. We got enough siltation that...
There's just not, the drainage district brings in about $48,000, $49,000 a year in assessments, and then the entity matches those funds on project, but there really isn't enough to get a lot of work done. So we do this in various other projects. The levy's a perfect example where we run that money, and then various entities pay us back over time. So this will front some money where we can actually get a good chunk of the work done right away instead of dragging it out for 4 or 5 years.
And with the projects that have been done above it on Pigeon and Jones Cramper area, that ought to reduce the sedimentation in this, so hopefully going forward, we will be able to be easier to maintain.
Thank you. Any other comments by directors? Director Thompson?
Just a point of clarification. We're voting on the amended.
We're voting on the amendment itself.
And then we'll vote on the budget as a whole?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Director Leahy?
I mean, does the money go far enough? It sounds like, was it last year or 2 years ago where we heard the presentation in this room of the issues up there? And I won't say the word neglect, because I think it's a little bit more complicated than that. But would it, we'd benefit, if we can't do the Glacier Creek in its entirety now, would we benefit for more money going to complete even more to this, or?
You want to take that, Mr. Wayne?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a, I don't know if this totally takes care of it, but it gives it a huge boost to get on top of it a little bit.
Bill, do you want to comment?
Yeah, and this is a projection of what staff thinks they can get done over this winter without hiring somebody from the outside.
Yeah, our staff will do it. It's mostly just for the equipment rental and obviously the fuel and everything. But and it's a good time for our staff because it'll be a slower time of year. And so we'll see how much work we can get done. If we have a good winter, we'll be able to take care of it. It's at least 6 months work. So hopefully the weather holds out, we get a late frost and a late snow and things like that. So it actually has occurred at a very good time.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments on the amendment? Seeing none, roll call on the amendment, please.
Ray.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Brent Conley.
Aye.
Ross.
Yeah.
Leahy.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. Now going back to the adoption of the FY 2017 budget. Is your motion on the floor, Jim? Any other comments on that item? Director Leahy.
A couple. The website, I mean, it's a small line item of only $3,000, but I think last year there was talk about revamping a website, and it wasn't done last year.
It's almost ready.
All right, so
we're doing the final layout and content, so it should be launched shortly.
So that $3,000 is going to cover?
We're done.
Okay.
Well, maybe. We're close to launch anyway.
Yeah.
Any other comments? But,
yeah, a couple other ones. Going back to that Glacier Creek wetland, I mean, it seems like we have, what is it, like $500,000 parked there, but we aren't able, I mean, it sounds like we can start something, but if we can't really finish it, what good are we doing? So most of that's probably just going to roll over into next year. My concern is I'll just throw it out there. So we keep $500,000 to $600,000 in cash reserve each year that we just roll over. But with the bond issue going down, shouldn't we look for opportunities to maybe put some stuff in savings, thinking ahead of future projects? And this budget doesn't have anything necessarily for savings, just things will roll over like they used to. Shouldn't we start building? I mean, you know, there's a difference between rollover and actually savings, but there is no savings here. And so, you know, just
What we can do and what we probably haven't done a very good job of in the past is moving funds in the budget that won't be spent. If it looks like maybe we spend up until a point in time on this project, that $500,000, whatever's left over, and then we budget the full amount next year to actually complete it. Or if we, another need arises, and then we can, you know, utilize those funds for that particular need, if it's flood control or whatever. But yeah, we really do not, besides our cash on, or the cash reserve of $700,000, there really isn't, say, a savings account. And if you're not gonna bond, if you're not gonna loan, that's one of the things that we try to, or we're going to have to do a better job of putting that money in what we had a sinking fund before, but some type of fund to collect that and to save that until a factor project can get done. Now we're gonna have maybe a different option next year where I'm going to maybe present or propose that we focus more of our resources on a particular one or two projects or programs and maybe scale back quite a bit some other things. That might take care of it, so. But you're right, we don't have a huge savings.
Sort of piggybacking on that, how long are the Thompson Creek project and like the Omaha levy certifications, are those ongoing each and every year?
The Omaha levy is, when will that expire? I mean, how many years did we say 2 million? And it's 500,000 a year for 4 years, is that correct? Okay.
So that's actual work, not necessarily just recertifying paperwork?
That's actual work, but to determine what they actually need to do with their levy system to get it recertified.
What about Thompson Creek? Will that just be ongoing at about half million for perpetuity?
This year, yeah.
And then one last thing was something that I heard in the subcommittee podcast that Sean brought out. She said something like, hey, we just approved something for 1.2 and it's in, listed here as 1.0, but there was no response to her and I never saw a follow-up email. What was the...
The budget's correct. The information that was presented was a cash flow that we had to provide, that the DNR requested. And so it's like comparing apples to oranges. That cash flow was an estimate of what we think, how the project will cash flow over the entire life of the 4 years when we receive all of our funds and complete it. But we're fairly confident the budget number is correct, and so that's why we placed that number in that particular category. So there's no reason to respond because it wasn't a valid comparison.
I get that.
Yep.
Okay. Now, any other comments on the budget? Director Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one general comment about what a great job staff does in preparing this document. We go through it for 3 months and come up with today's action. So thank you. Carrie's over there smiling, and she deserves a lot of kudos. Same with staff and all the project managers when they come up with this wish list. And it's, you know, the criticism that we received in previous meetings, okay, $70.5 million. Wow, you're going to spend a lot of money. Our tax dollars don't work. But these folks that criticize us still don't understand. After all these years, we don't spend $70 million. We don't spend the budget amount. It's a plan. We only spend about half of that. And we do it well. And thank you, folks up here in this corner of the district, for your compliments, because it's nice to hear that we're doing a good job. And I believe we are doing a good job. And unfortunately, we had to keep it at the same mill levy. I stated in July, I think we should spend more, but that remains to be seen next year, whether we get away with that. For what we need to do for the entire district, there's never enough money, but I think we're great stewards of the taxpayers' dollar, and I'm proud to be on this board and spending what we can to do the projects that we're faced with. So.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Any other comments? Roll call on the motion, please.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Ray Conley.
Ross. Same.
Leahy.
Yes.
Ray.
Yes.
Ashton.
Yes. Next item is item 13, the Treasurer's Report. The Treasurer's Report consists of items 13A through 13I inclusive, and I move their approval.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Ray Conley.
Aye.
Ross.
Yeah.
Leahy?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes, thank you. The next item is item 14, is a legal update. Brett Meyer, do we have reason to go into executive session?
No.
Thank you. Is there any, would you like to add to anything else?
Yeah, I'll just give you a brief update. The only active litigation matter we have is the Camden versus NRD, which is an appeal of the combination proceeding, and we've received an amended scheduling order, and we are set to do trial in January, mid-January, so we're preparing for trial. And other than that, we've just continued to help NRD staff with contract review for the project, various projects the board has reviewed. That's all.
Thank you. Next item is chairperson's report. We have the appointment of Bill Ray to the Personnel Legislative and Public Affairs Committee. Who's the chairman of that committee?
I am.
Would you like to make the motion, Mr. Kahn?
Second.
Anyone wish to speak from the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Brett Conley?
Aye.
Leahy?
Yes.
Ray?
Stain.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes. General manager report, Mr. Winkler?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I'd like to thank Vince and Dorothy, obviously, for their hospitality. It is always a pleasure to come up here and speak to everyone. Last week, we had a staff meeting of the folks in Dakota and Blair at Cranford Lake, and I remember, you know, 6, 7 years ago, when it was a picture on a board, and Paul Woodward, whoever had to get it, Terry Schumacher, explain why it wasn't done yet. And so, it was, but we're glad it's finished, and it's a beautiful facility, so hopefully it'll serve the community for many, many years to come. The district has hired Melanie Lipsek as the district secretary, HR assistant, and she has taken the position from Penny Burge. Melanie started work on August 29th, and she has a vast amount of administrative experience. Her family moved to Nebraska from Cherokee, Iowa, and if you get a chance to stop by, say hello, but looking forward to taking advantage of all of her knowledge and experience, not only in HR, but just over in administration. Also attaches correspondence from Jane Wayne Gustafson, flooding in the Forest Run subdivision in Gretna, and an email from Steve Satcher, the Nebraska Game Parks Commission, congratulating a man in the district of Prairie Queen Recreation Area. I think I sent that to everyone, but he's very excited. He goes out there on the weekend, count how many boats are fishing, and so it's a pleasure working with Steve, he does a great job. Also attaches the report on purchases, construction services, professional services for the property, as well as the current ongoing project with the district legal counsel. The August 25th Planning Creek Watershed Partnership Subcommittee was canceled, and the next meeting is scheduled for September 22nd. Also attached is some news clips for your review, and that concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. Winkler. Informational items, the subcommittee meetings for October will be October 11th, board meeting will be October 13th, and the Lower Platte River Corridor Alliance Summit meeting will be at the Oak Ballroom in Schuyler, Nebraska on the 25th. And October 27th, we'll have the Pagan Creek Watershed Partnership meeting at 10 o'clock in our offices. Our next board meeting will be the 13th of October at the NRC. And with that, we are adjourned.